Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops fired toward Islamic State positions in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. The troops did not advance but cleared neighborhoods once dominated by the IS. The troops were also screening people fleeing Mosul to screen out any IS militants trying to sneak out of the city. Meanwhile, to the east, a spokeswoman says the Syrian Kurdish-led force is close to encircling the Syrian city of Raqqa, the self-styled Islamic State capital. Taliban fighters have attacked the German consulate in the Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif. A truck bomb exploded outside the consulate just before midnight, destroying buildings outside the diplomatic compound. A Taliban spokesman says several suicide bombers stormed the consulate moments later. Former Venezuela Soccer Federation President Rafael Esquivel was found guilty Thursday on federal charges resulting from the FIFA corruption scandal. Esquivel pleaded guilty to 7 counts of racketeering, money laundering conspiracy, and wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Esquivel has been linked to bribes in awarding sports marketing contracts associated with Copa America. A Chinese senior public security official is the new head of the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol. Interpol says delegates at its 85th General Assembly in Indonesia elected China's vice public security minister, Meng Huangwei, as president. China's official news agency says he is the first Chinese to hold the position. Human rights groups are raising concerns about a Chinese official in that post. This is VOA News. Just 2 days after his surprise election victory, President-elect Donald Trump and his wife Melania went to the White House to meet with President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle. The president and the president-elect gave brief statements to reporters in the Oval Office after their meeting. Here is Trump.
This was a meeting that was going to last for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and we were just going to get to know each other. We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half, and it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer.
After the meeting, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the meeting might have been a little less awkward than some might have expected. The president campaigned for Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton, often deriding Trump. President-elect Donald Trump's victory in Tuesday's elections is being greeted by protests in several major U.S. cities. Immigrants, people of color, refugees, others are among those protesting various positions the next president is advocating. The organized protests against the president-elect in the days after the election are largely unprecedented in the U.S. Trump is reassuring some U.S. allies about security commitments in light of statements he made during the campaign. Japan's chief cabinet secretary says Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit with Trump next week in New York. He says the two spoke by phone Wednesday and that both are committed to continuing U.S.-Japan security cooperation. During the campaign, Trump had suggested the U.S. might withdraw its armed forces from foreign bases, including Japan, if the U.S. allies hosting those troops didn't pay the cost of the deployment. Turkey is facing mounting pressure from Europe on its human rights record. Dorian Jones reports.
Torbjörn Jagland, the head of the Council of Europe, a top European rights watchdog, met with Turkey's political leaders Thursday to discuss Europe's growing concern about the state of Turkish human rights. Wednesday, the European Union, in its annual progress report on Turkey's bid to join its ranks, used unprecedented language to criticize the country's rights record. An ongoing crackdown since July's failed coup attempt has drawn some of the harshest criticism. But Ankara has dismissed European countries' concerns, accusing them of double standards and failing to understand the threat to democracy Turkey is facing. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
President Obama is asking the U.S. Congress for more than $11 billion in additional money for military spending. That request will be considered during a lame duck session of Congress that starts next week. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.